Kimberly Hankins started her work at LKSD as a classroom teacher in EEC 17 years ago. At that time, current superintendent Dan Walker was the principal there, and he says she stood out then.
She was just an incredible teacher. She had high expectations for her kids, but she did a great job of engaging kids.
A few years later, Hankins and her husband, who was also a teacher in EEC, moved to Anchorage, but they realized they couldn't stay away for long.
Anchorage is a great place to live. There's a lot of things to do. It's a fun city, but it's just not the same as living in communities out here and really knowing people.
When Hankins came back, it was to teach in Tuntutuliak, and she realized this was where she wanted to build her life. She became a principal and then applied to be the director of secondary education. Her application landed on Dan Walker's desk, who had become assistant superintendent by then.
And I saw right away that her organizational skills, it was like she's got it going on, she knows what she's doing, she's able to build positive relationships, and is able to move the school forward in a positive way.
Walker says as director of secondary education, Hankins' biggest accomplishment was more than doubling the number of counselors within LKSD.
I have advocated for years for an increase in counseling services at our sites.
School board president Clarence Daniel appreciates that Hankins takes the board's suggestions and carefully works their input into project proposals.
A lot of thinking into what she presents.
But Daniel says the main reason the board unanimously voted to make Hankins their next superintendent is how well she knows this region and its kids.
Our district is vast, covers a lot of villages. There's 28 sites.
Hankins will take her new post July 1st. Until then, she'll be working closely with current Superintendent Walker to make the transition smooth. One of the things Walker is teaching Hankins is to stay focused on the mission.
Because you're going to get pushed and pulled and tugged in lots of different directions, it's good to kind of have that mantra up there that you're always thinking about. Is it in the best interest of our kids?
Hankins says she'll continue to work on increasing the district's four key measures: attendance, graduation rate, test scores, and most importantly for Hankins, Yukdun and Chukdun fluency. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.